Hello everyone and welcome back to our school podcast. Today's episode is an exciting one as our Year 5 pupils have visited one of the most famous museums in the world, the British Museum. During this trip, the children had the opportunity to step back in time and explore real artifacts from ancient civilizations. They encountered objects that are thousands of years old and learned about the lives, beliefs and achievements of people from the past. From ancient Egypt to early civilizations across the world, this visit has helped bring history to life in a way that cannot be experienced in the classroom. The children have not only observed these artifacts, but have also thought deeply about their meaning, their purpose, and the stories they tell. Today, we will be speaking to some of our Year 5 pupils to hear about what they discovered, what surprised them, and what they have learned from this incredible experience. So let's begin and hear from our young historians. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Right, so the first question I have is, what was your first impression when you entered the British Museum?
I think my first impression was that it was kind of quite big, and I did see lots of artifacts. So I was like, oh, probably this might be fascinating, like ancient Egypt and Romans and old times.
Is this the first time you've been to the British Museum?
Yes.
First time. Anyone's first time?
Yeah.
Everyone's first time, fantastic. So, because it was your first time, what surprised you most about the museum when you first arrived?
It surprised me that there were real bones and there were real mummies in there. So that it was quite fascinating to know how they died and where they and how long ago it was.
Excellent.
There was something I realized in the cubes. I saw ancient Greek money. And they were really fascinating to look at.
What made it fascinating?
They were bronze, and they would cost a lot because they're really old.
Excellent.
When I was there, something that surprised me was when I saw a real preserved human with still skin on, hair, and all of his bones that were intact.
Did this human have a name?
No.
Was it someone famous?
No, it just said that it was an unidentified man.
There was some information on that skeleton about George Washington.
George Washington? Who is George Washington? Do you know? Someone from America? Does anyone know?
He was the first president of America.
Oh, interesting. So my next question, actually, you've already answered, but maybe someone else can answer as well. Which artifact or exhibit stood out to you the most and why? So obviously you're saying about the human that had all its skin on it. Anyone else got a different example?
There was a statue which looked very interesting to me. It was very detailed.
And what was the statue of?
I think it was of a famous goddess. Mm.
There was this box in one of these glass containers, and there was human flesh, and there were skulls in there, and it was of a lady, a female lady, and we don't know what her name was, but it looks like she was burned and when she was hiding.
Oh, wow, interesting. Is there something that you saw at the British Museum that challenged your thinking? And what I mean by this is you thought you knew something, but you found out something new on the day.
There was an artifact that I saw. It was a human skull on a dog. So a dog body with a human face. And that surprised me a lot. That challenged my thinking by thinking that millions of years ago, people used to have dog bodies.
Okay, interesting.
I also thought that when I saw some like things like hieroglyphics, like ancient Egypt writing, but then I realised it wasn't actually ancient Egypt writing, which surprised me because I thought I did recognise some of the like the symbols and stuff, but it was actually some other type of writing, so that surprised me.
The thing that surprised me was that there were the people inside the coffins in ancient Egypt, I didn't know that they would carve their bodies onto the bottom part, and then they would put the person in and put the lid on, and then they would just bury them.
Yes.
That really confused my thinking.
So, good. So another question now, based on what you just said, is Why is it important to preserve artifacts? I mean, these museums cost hundreds of millions of pounds to put together. The building itself, the artifacts have to be flown in from different countries. Why is it important to preserve these artifacts? Why is it important to spend money on making sure we have museums?
So people can know about like the old back and old times, like ancient Egypt, Romans, Greeks.
I think it's good that we preserve museums because without them, humans will not know much about the past and what had happened before this time.
Interesting. So do you think museums have a responsibility to look after these artifacts?
Yes, because if, like, for example, someone tries touching it and they might break it because, like, they don't see the sign or something, so they might just touch it and they might fall and break other stuff, so they have to be very careful with it, like, probably put gloss around it, only, like, very few items that, like, that can't really break it, like, really hard you can touch, but you should put the other stuff that up, like that could fall and break, like in glass or something, to cover it.
Excellent. And I think one of the other reasons is because if we don't preserve history, then we won't know how life used to be 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, and so on. Okay, let's go back to your trip. What was the most enjoyable part of your trip for you?
The most enjoyable part for me was that when we were coming in, we were seeing lots of things. Like, even when we were walking past, there was this area onto the side. We could see that it looked like there were a statue of boats and things, like Viking things onto the side. And there were loads of things around us, and it was quite big. So I was not quite sure if you could find our way.
Okay, good.
There was a, like, when we were coming out of the museum, there was a, like, a glass thing. There was gems of olden times.
There were also mummies that were actually kind of scary when you look up really close. And I did see some pictures that showed, like, a skeleton. And I did see some stuff that taught you how to wrap the mummies. And it was actually kind of scary because I did see some, like, skeleton crouched up, had hair, and it was just really disgusting and scary.
Excellent. I'm glad you guys had a really good time. Would you recommend going to the British Museum to other year groups?
Probably we should let the, like, probably year fours go, like, so they can see, and, like, if they need to do, like, if they want to find out something about it, then, like, year fours can go instead of year fives.
So would you say it's not an appropriate trip for year three children? Maybe they're too young?
Yeah, probably, because they might get scared of the mummies and the skeletons and stuff, so they might start crying or something.
Fantastic. And what advice would you give to someone in year five or year four or year six going to the British Museum? Would you advise them to go to a particular part of the museum first? Would you tell them not to go to another, to a different part?
Whatever you see, just read everything that you can read. Read every part of your information so you can take in a lot of information about the past.
Fantastic, good.
I would recommend them going to the Greek sculptures because they are very detailed and they're quite big.
Okay, and the final question I'll ask before we finish off today's podcast. If you could bring back one artifact from the past and bring it to life, which artifact would it be?
I think I'd like a mummy coming to life because it would be kind of funny, like it chasing around people or like zombies or skeletons or something. So that's going to be quite
maybe
funny.
Maybe we could even ask the mummies some questions to find out how life used to be back in the day, how they even, why they were even wrapped in cloth.
People say it was toilet paper.
Well, it could have been. We don't know. Brilliant. What an insightful and enriching experience it sounds like our Year 5 pupils have had at the British Museum. It has been wonderful to hear about the artifacts they explored, the knowledge they gained, and the thoughtful reflections they have shared. This trip has clearly provided an opportunity for pupils to deepen their understanding of history and to think critically about the past and its impact on the present. Experiences like this help to bring learning to life, allowing children to engage with real objects and real stories in meaningful ways. They encourage curiosity, questioning, and a deeper appreciation for the world around us. A big well done to all of our Year 5 pupils for representing the school so positively and for sharing their ideas so clearly. We would also like to thank the staff who organized and supported this valuable educational visit. Thank you for listening to our school podcast. We look forward to sharing more learning experiences with you in the future episodes.